Material supplied by VMS may be used for internal review, analysis, or research only. Any editing, reproduction, publication, rebroadcasting, public showing, internet, or public display is forbidden and may violate copyright law.
You're listening to Hartford Current columnist Stan Simpson on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, 9:21, folks. We're here now with Lucy Ann Hurston, assistant professor of sociology at Manchester Community College. Ms. Hurston, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you had an interesting trip with your class. You had a community involvement relief work project where you brought students to New Orleans to help out post-Katrina. Just returned back. What was it like?
It was phenomenal. The students were outstanding. It was quite an adventure for them, a learning experience. 43 students and 11 faculty members. The 8 days staying at Camp Hope in the parish of St. Bernard and working on three different sites toward the rebuilding effort.
What did you find most striking down there?
That my students did not stop. The temperature, the devastation, the living conditions, the food, all culturally shocking for them.
How so?
That it was nothing that they expected. These are the responses that I heard in the evaluation work that they did after the trip, that they were shocked that 2 years after the most dramatic, devastating event in American history, that the place is still in the shape that it's in, that it's been forgotten, but that they persevered. 105-degree temperature, massive amounts of humidity, difficult living arrangements for them, dorm style at Camp Hope, in a very rough environment, but they persevered.
What is the problem in New Orleans? Why aren't things moving forward?
That's what we're trying to figure out. It seems that there's some political something going on where the country has just forgotten about New Orleans. The administration has kind of brushed it to the back burner. There are still places, large places, with no street signs, with no powerful electricity, with no traffic lights. We see people living in not just the FEMA trailers, but we see people living in tents in the lower Ninth Ward. You know, and if it wasn't for the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that are down there in the lower Ninth Ward, I don't know what would get done. We have common ground relief organizations that are soliciting baby diapers and food for people to distribute in the lower Ninth Ward. Our college collected 10 boxes worth of baby materials, diapers, food, clothes, formula, and shipped those down to them. And I spoke to them when we were there, and they said 2 days after they received that box, all of those materials were distributed, and they need more. I don't understand how our country is letting this happen to our own citizens, and neither do my students.
You keep hearing two things happening, that the insurance companies are not reimbursing the victims, making them whole, and then the money earmarked by the federal government is not getting down to the city. I heard that whoever was overseeing the money, now that's being held up because there are allegations that those funds are being mismanaged. It seems that in hindsight, maybe the president should have put a Katrina czar, you know, someone of the nature or stature of a Colin Powell or someone of that stature, to be sort of the point person to make sure certain benchmarks occur, certain things happen. Your thoughts on that?
That would be the most excellent thing to do. I mean, 2 days after the tsunami, we had a point person and we had food and water and supplies going halfway around the world. You know, we're an hour and a half ride away from D.C., and nothing is being done. Nothing is being organized. People's basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter are not being met. And, you know, it's just not being talked about, and it's not being addressed. So I'm teaching my students to be hands-on, in a very applied sociological way to go out there and make a difference.
It sounded like the trip had a big impact on the students, and folks, we're here with Lucy Ann Hurston, assistant professor of sociology at Manchester Community College. It seemed like the trip had a big impact on students, but also impacted you from your own personal standpoint. I know you talked a lot about the students. Your own personal insight, what went through your mind seeing what you saw there, and what would you do?
I would ask every structured organization with any amount of funding to send bodies to help, to build houses, to send goods, to keep this in the front burner, to keep this in the very front of everyone's consciousness.
Now, tourism, are people still coming down? Do you see actual tourists coming down still?
There is still tourism down to the French Quarter area. The money-generating areas down there weren't affected. So I think because tourists come and they go just there, they think New Orleans is totally back up on its feet. But, you know, the interviews that we did with the people that are working to service the tourists tells the true story. You know, we did a Mississippi riverboat ride on the steamboat Natchez, and my little sociology students doing their work even on recreational time interviewed the workers on the boat, and they told us that, you know, they went from 300 employees on that steamboat down to 42. They've lost their medical, their dental, their vision insurance, and their 401k. Mm-hmm. You know, the people at the hotel, in the hotel area in the French Quarter, are still telling the same stories that, you know, employees are missing, that wages are down, but that they at least have some type of work. So they have to take an 80% pay cut just to stay employed.
People
are unaware of this.
Did anyone express hope that things would get better, that the money would start coming in? Was there any sort of nugget there of optimism?
From the people we interviewed, we didn't hear that.
Mm.
We could not walk through the streets without people rushing us and saying thank you, shaking our hands, giving us free bottles of water. They identified us as workers, as volunteers, because we had designed T-shirts with the partnership between Manchester Community College and Habitat for Humanity as a logo on the front of our shirt. It was designed by one of our students, Jessica Murphy. And so they knew, you know, in our bright green lime T-shirts that we were a volunteer force. And we were 53 strong. Mm. So when we moved through town, it was obvious. And they just rushed us. They were so glad. They cried. They shook our hands. They thanked us. Someone wrote thank you on dollar bills that they gave us our change with.
So the biggest needs, again, housing, food, clothing, jobs. You think you're in a third world country, it sounds like.
It looks very much like it, I'm telling you. The roads are still tore up. There are huge mounds of debris all over the place. We were 15 miles back from water, and there were upturned boats in the middle of the street. Mm. There's an upturned and rusted tractor trailer sitting in the lower ninth ward. Still, we are coming up on the 2-year anniversary of Katrina. Why? You know, one of our students went into a house where she was the first person to open the door to that house in this recovery effort since Katrina. There is still mud in this house. Mm. It's still moist.
Mm.
I mean, what type of administration lets this happen on its own home front?
We knew that things weren't going well when the president, in his last State of the Union address, didn't even mention Katrina or New Orleans. So you knew then that was sort of odd that he had a State of the Union address and no mention at all of New Orleans.
That should be an expression of the shame that he should feel for what he's allowed to happen.
So what happens next? Then the students are back. What will they do? Will they return? And is there something that the students in your class can do to trigger change?
The students have been altered. They have been changed forever. They came back. We had a post-trip retreat, a final class meeting yesterday. And when the class was over, they wouldn't even leave. They were just, there was a little bonded unit. And I told them, you know, go out and infect everybody that you bump into with your experience to keep this alive. And I do trust, clearly from what I saw exhibited in that classroom yesterday, I do trust they will do so.
Yeah.
I've got several students that are now going to join AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
I've got someone that's considering the Peace Corps. I've got one student that's going back this summer with his church. It's phenomenal, you know, that they can be so inspired.
What's important about your class is that you didn't read about Katrina or New Orleans in a book, and maybe you did at first, but you went down there hands-on and dealt with it. And to me, that's the best kind of learning, particularly with college students. You can get them out of the classroom, get them in the environment. There's no better way to really learn or engage.
Exactly. We read a little book before we went down called Why New Orleans Matters by Tom Piazza, and I would beg every single person within the sound of my voice to read that book. You cannot read that book and not be moved to some type of action, whether that action is to go down there physically and do something, or pick up the phone and call some politician, or to send money through some organization. But it's an awe-inspiring book. So we read that, we did our prep work, and I tried to prepare them for what they were going to see as far as the devastation before they went down. And it gave them just an ounce of what they actually saw. So the first couple of days, they were a little bit in shock.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were inspired and moved to action.
Lucy Ann Herson, thank you for your time. We're out of time now. We'll talk to you soon. The project is very important, and we'll try and do an update, hopefully, when we go again.
Sure. We've got a website. If you go to the Manchester Community homepage, you can read our blog from the trip, look at the pictures of New Orleans and of the students.
Okay, we've got to run. Thank you very much. 9:30.